This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Thursday nuclear negotiations with North Korea will resume quickly following the collapse of President Donald Trump's summit with Kim Jong-un. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details on the abrupt ending.
Hours after both nations seemed hopeful they'd make a deal, the summit abruptly fell apart, with the signing ceremony scrapped and the president leaving hours ahead of schedule.
I want to do it right. I'd much rather do it right than do it fast.
He blamed the breakdown on North Korea. Korea's demand that the U.S. lift all sanctions without a promise that the North would shut down its nuclear program. The dramatic collapse seems to indicate the two sides remain far apart, and the president's not committing to another summit with Kim. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, returned to Capitol Hill Thursday, this time to testify behind closed doors to the House Intelligence Committee. During Wednesday's public testimony before the Oversight Committee, he cast Mr. Trump as a racist and a con man who used his inner circle to cover up politically damaging allegations about sex and who lied throughout the campaign about his business interest in Russia. Cohen previously pleaded guilty to lying to Congress. Before leaving Vietnam on Thursday, President Trump criticized the timing of the Democratic-led hearing.
I tried to watch as much as I could. I wasn't able to watch too much because I've been a little bit busy. But I think having a fake hearing like that and having it in the middle of this very important summit is really a terrible thing. They could have made it 2 days later or next week.
Cohen told lawmakers he had no direct evidence that Mr. Trump or his aides colluded with Russia to get him elected, which is the primary question of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Cohen's due to begin a 3-year prison sentence in May and described himself as cooperative with multiple investigations. This is VOA News. The United States won a World Trade Organization ruling Thursday that China subsidized its wheat and rice producers too much in recent years. The ruling could have ramifications for India, which has calculated its price supports in a similar way as China. This comes amid intense trade talks between Washington and Beijing. President Trump cited progress on Sunday in postponing what would have been a sharp increase in U.S. duties on $200 billion in Chinese imports that would have taken effect on Friday. The United Nations Security Council is set to vote Thursday on dueling U.S. and Russian resolutions on controlling the turmoil in Venezuela. The U.S., which leads the 50-nation support for interim President Juan Guaido as the legitimate leader, is calling for adoption of a measure urging the peaceful restoration of democracy and rule of law. Russia and China, which continue their support of embattled socialist President Nicolas Maduro, are likely to veto the U.S. resolution. Pakistan has pledged to release a captive Indian fighter pilot following a major upsurge in hostilities between the two nuclear-armed Asian nations. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
India's army says Pakistani soldiers are targeting nearly 2 dozen Indian forward points with mortar and gunfire. A military official calls it an unprovoked violation of the 2003 ceasefire accord between the two nations. He says Indian soldiers are responding to ongoing Pakistani attacks along the highly militarized de facto frontier. World powers have called on the nations to de-escalate the tensions gripping the contested Kashmir region since a February 14 suicide bombing killed over 40 Indian troops. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN Security Council welcomed Africa's campaign for silencing the guns by 2020 and called for international support Wednesday to achieve peace in every country. The council unanimously adopted a resolution noting efforts by the African Union and regional groups to create a conflict-free continent, but also expressed concern over the challenging security situation in parts of Africa. UN-backed investigators said Thursday Israeli soldiers intentionally fired on civilians and could have committed crimes against humanity during a string of crackdowns against Palestinian demonstrators last year in Gaza. Sarah Hossein is an investigator.
We found that 189 Palestinians were killed, 183 of them with live ammunition. And this included children, people with disabilities, journalists and paramedics.
Israel's attorney general recommended indicting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with bribery and breach of trust in a series of corruption cases which could end his political career. He announced his decision after more than 2 years of investigations. Police had recommended indicting Netanyahu for bribery, fraud, and breach of trust in 3 different cases. I'm Nicole Libous, VOA News.